Brother Delbert Malpass from the Grand Prairie College Park congregation will consider the third part of this symposium, Anticipate Future Kingdom Blessings, Perfect Health.
How are you doing? Friends, virtually every culture and language around the world has a greeting which asks about the state of a person's health. How we long for the time which is fast approaching when such greetings will be a thing of the past, for everyone, everywhere, will enjoy perfect health. There are those, though, who struggle with various health issues, that for them, this dream of complete health is just that, a far-fetched, long-way-off dream. But it is good for us to remember that Jehovah's original purpose for us was to enjoy perfect health, vitality, and life in abundance. Yes, the change to poor health, as we know, was brought about by sin. The Apostle Paul really alluded to a basis, however, for the removal of such sin in Romans chapter 5, verses 18. In that scripture, he talked about one act of justification that would provide mankind with a way out, that they would be declared righteous for life. That act of justification was none other than the ransom sacrifice. By this means, faithful humans everywhere will enjoy the fulfillment of the prophecy spoken of in Isaiah 33 and verse 24. I invite you to turn there with me, friends. That's Isaiah 33. Verse 24, and let's focus in on the second portion of this scripture as well as the first. Isaiah 33:24 reads, and no resident will say, I am sick. The people dwelling in the land will be pardoned for their error. They will no longer experience the effects of imperfection. When mankind reaches perfect health, people will be alive in the fullest sense, enjoying complete health and happiness. Gone are embarrassing visits to the doctor. Gone are painful visits to the dentist. Gone even the need for massage therapy, though the want may still remain. How important then, friends, that we meditate on this, that we anticipate future kingdom blessings, the effects of perfection. When might we meditate on this future kingdom blessing? Note the following demonstration in which a family finds the opportunity to reflect during their family worship evening.
So, Chris, it's really nice you could join us tonight for our family worship evening.
Yes, Chris, we always really enjoy our time that we can spend with you.
I'm so glad you're here, Sister Harris.
Oh, thank you so much. It's going to be such a treat.
Well, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about the blessings, the anticipated blessings of the new world. And so to start tonight, Tori, could you read Job chapter 33, verse 25?
Sure, Dad. Job 33 and 25 reads, let his flesh become fresher than in youth. Let him return to the days of his youthful vigor.
So that's a very interesting scripture in relation to our discussion about anticipating future blessings.
Why is that, Dad?
Well, today, someone young like yourself usually has a lot of energy, but what you don't have is a lot of experience or knowledge in life, whereas someone like myself maybe has a little more knowledge or experience, but we don't have the energy to get the things we want to get done. But in the new world, the scripture is talking that everyone will have the energy of a younger one and the wisdom and knowledge of an older one. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine waking up every morning feeling refreshed and energized.
Yeah, I look forward to being able to start a project and seeing it right through without having to stop because I'm tired or sore.
But Dad, I already have lots of energy. Oh. I can run all day.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me that, Cameron, I know. But you know, we're not talking about just having the energy to run around. We're talking about vitality, the effects of being perfect. People will feel better than they ever have before. You know, for myself, I can get through the day, but, you know, I've had a sore bad back for as long as I can remember. Not having to deal with these nagging aches and pains is, I think, something most people can appreciate.
And these migraines, you know, not looking forward to the time when we don't need to work through these things and these migraines.
So I won't have any more allergies?
Not even a sniffle, Cameron.
Yes!
Seeing those gone will be so nice. And these glasses and this cane, they are really a nuisance. Actually, it's more than a nuisance. I can't stand it. That's why I try to go without them as often as I can. And yet when I think about it, it's still not as difficult as some of our dear friends who are struggling with such life-threatening illnesses. Seeing those gone will be even a greater relief.
It certainly will, Chris.
And you know, girls, for most of my life, now I have yearned for the future blessings of the new world. And I still have unshakable faith that these things will come about under God's kingdom.
Yes, your faith, Sister Harris, is a true encouragement to me.
Chris, can I see that cane for a second? You know, this cane teaches us something. A person's desire to go without it teaches us something about Jehovah God.
What's that, Dad?
Well, it shows us that Jehovah created us to see ourselves as young, with energy and vitality. Sure, we see the effects of imperfection today, but in our minds, it's like we're hardwired to see ourselves under the effects of perfection. So one day, these canes will be gone. But of course, we're not quite there yet, are we? So that's why, for our own good, sometimes we need loving reminders to take our limitations into account and to accept help from those that love us, at least until the new world.
But Dad, in the new world, how will this work?
Well, Tori, how do you think it'll work?
Well, we will be miraculously healed.
Yeah, you're right. The Watchtower once said that soon after entering into the new world, any major disabilities will be miraculously healed. But that doesn't mean we're perfect. That will progress slowly as a person exercises faith in Christ and makes spiritual progress. So does that make sense?
So if, for example, somebody can't walk, that will be healed immediately, but someone that has back pains or migraines will be healed over time.
Yeah, that's basically it. But you know what the most important thing is, girls? To make sure we're there to see it. That's why we need to keep these future blessings bright in our hearts and express confidence in Jehovah's promises.
How marvelous it will be to enjoy perfect health. The effects of perfection, friends. We will no longer have to ask, how are you doing? Because no resident will say, I am sick. When here on earth, Jesus proved this with the fact that he cured many of their illnesses. He cured lepers, healed the lame, gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. Do you find yourself identifying with such ones? No doubt you, along with the rest of us, have a strong desire to enjoy these blessings. Is that desire a regular part of our thoughts and prayers? How important, friends, that we focus on the effects of perfection.